Consider for a moment, an organization that prevents homelessness, one life at a time. Like countless other communities, Greater Victoria is concerned about housing and the homelessness crisis. However, the best way to change the face of homelessness is to prevent it and reach people before they descend to that level of need. For 150 years, the Cridge Centre for the Family, the oldest nonprofit in Western Canada, has been growing stronger communities, supporting vulnerable populations in Victoria with services that promote safety, health and well-being. Without the Cridge Centre, there would be many more people living on the streets and in crisis. We see ourselves as an organization that prevents homelessness, says Joanne Linka, Manager of Communication and Fund Development. We're supporting people in crisis who are vulnerable so they don't reach homelessness, and provide the housing and the support they need to prevent them from living in poverty. Photo by the Cridge Centre, there's so much attention given to homelessness and fixing it, and getting people off the streets, she adds. We're not saying that that isn't important and vital work, but instead of putting a band-aid on the problem, we look at preventing it. Comprehensive variety of services. Imagine a woman leaving an abusive partner who needs a safe place to raise her family. An individual living with the effects of a brain injury. A single parent or parents to be struggling to manage their new daily challenges. Or a senior ready for a home that is also a community. Additionally, consider an immigrant or refugee family looking for a place to start fresh. A parent who needs help caring for a child with a disability, or a child ready for play, fun and learning in a great environment. These are the faces of the Cridge Centre and the lives their wide-ranging suite of services touch. Children, families and adults who discover new paths to growth and independence. We meet people in their place of need, and support them with the challenges they're facing, explains Linka. We don't use a cookie-cutter approach. We really believe in supporting people as individuals, and learning the diverse circumstances they're coming from to help them move forward in their journey. 8 distinct program areas serve a wide-reaching and diverse population, from birth to end of life. Transition House for Women, Supportive Transitional Housing, Brain Injury, Childcare, Seniors Services, Respite and Respitality, Young Parent Outreach, and Intimate Partner Violence, IPV, and Brain Injury, BI, Services. While each of those programs are diverse, they're also very much interconnected, explains Linka. So many of our clients will enter our organization through one door, but end up accessing services with various other programs within the organization. Intimate Partner Violence, IPV, and Brain Injury, BI, is our newest program area and one we're working hard to generate awareness around. The connection between brain injury and intimate partner violence, and provide services and support to those women, says Linka. Up to 80% of women who have been in a violent relationship have received at least one brain injury from their partner, a staggering statistic considering for every one NHL player who sustains a concussion, over 5,500 women sustain the same injury in Canada. Linka adds, during Christmas time, we know that incidences of domestic violence increase. It's a need that's exacerbated by the housing crisis, with women not having safe housing to move into. Photo by the Cridge Centre. Your donation can change lives. Generous donors make it possible for a lot of our programs to move forward, reveals Linka. When you give today, your donation will be doubled up to $25,000. So, you'll be increasing your impact to help a newcomer family find affordable housing, open a door for a woman fleeing abuse, provide accessible childcare for a low-income family, and more. On this 150th year anniversary, we look back with gratitude, but we're actively looking forward to what the next 150 years will bring, says Linka. Our goal is meeting the needs of our community and continuing to be effective and relevant to the people of Greater Victoria, and we'd love it if you would join us in restoring hope and building community. For more information, visit cridge.org, or you can make a donation to support the Cridge Centre.